Blog Talk Radio.
When it comes to love, I do most anything. 'Cause if you have it in your heart, you know you're a rich man. There's just not enough to go around the world today. And if we have a little more, you know it'd be a better place. I can only go by what's happened to me, and now when it comes to love, you're gonna cry a little, hurt a little, feel a little pain in your heart, laugh a little, care a lot, take a look at what you got, 'cause when you're only human, we make mistakes, and we're gonna live to see another day, baby. Comes to love, I wanna have it all.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, or maybe good evening if you're on the East Coast. Welcome to Relationships in Social Media. That's the series for the month of April here on Saturdays. And this is your host, Lennis. I'm so glad you're joining me today on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Well, there's many questions to answer to this type of relationship. How much is truth? How much you should just plain outright lying? How is this type of relationship affecting folks today? We have several hot topics under this umbrella. We are sure this is going to be a fascinating service, educating some folks, clowning others. And then again, some folks are just ignorant to the ways of life. We shall not be throwing a rock and hiding the proverbial hand. We will be telling folks like it is. We want folks to become awake to this social media dating. Really, how safe is it for you and the next person? Okay, last week we covered some things that you should watch for. Tina was with me last week. But some things that you should watch for in a social media relationship, some red flags, I should say. We missed a few points we weren't able to get to, so I may go back to them at a later date. But today we're going to be discussing seven myths about social media and relationships. So before I begin, let me give the phone number. If you want to call in or, you know, you have an opinion or comment, please do. That number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Now let me give a few announcements just before we begin. The new moon is on the 21st, which is next Thursday. You might want to jot that down. Full moon, right? Okay, full moon. Mercury retrograde will begin on April the 28th and will end May 22nd. You want to write that down because for 3 weeks, Mercury goes backwards, and I think this time it's like five planets involved. So you really want to be on point during those particular 3 weeks. Happy birthday to Aries. You're coming to an end. And happy birthday to Taurus. You're coming up. So when I come on next Saturday, Taurus will have already begun. So happy birthday to you Taurus folks. Also, I want to tell you, don't forget, tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock for free psychic readings with me and Nina. Okay? Free psychic readings with Lennis and Nina tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Here on blogtalkradio.com /Lennis, or put in the Essence of Success Radio Network, and you'll get us. So call in. We answer questions. We're both pretty good. I'm Saturday night, and Nina's Sunday morning. So call in, but we are both very good. We're very good psychics, and Nina's a Reiki master as well as a teacher and a minister. I have 40 years in being a psychic, and I also do past lives, reading, angel readings, and I also connect to folks that have passed on. So we look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 3 o'clock on Free Psychic Readings with Lennis and Nina. Now, as we begin the show, so we are discussing seven myths about social media and relationships. Now, humans are social animals, true? Okay, we agree on that. The need to connect is a primal drive. Even our most basic needs, such as food and safety, have always been accomplished by humans as a group. We weren't equipped to conquer the world with fangs and claws, and so we got a prefrontal cortex that gave us cooperation and attachment. There are a lot of myths about social media that reflect two fundamental things. The first is the fear associated with new technologies. I definitely can believe that because I'm telling you, if my grandmother was living, ain't happening. And my parents, I could see my mom, I could see her maybe getting into the computer, but my dad, ain't happening. The second is the implicit assumption that the old way of doing things is the right way, and the new ways are morally superior. It's easy to see how both of those points of view can happen. It's also pretty clear that these types of cognitive bases don't form a very good basis for evaluating the new tools. Because you know why, y'all? Change is constant, okay? You can't stop time and you can't stop change. Like right now, we live in the moment of perfection. Right now, this moment, because what I just said a while ago, that's in the past, even those few seconds ago. So we got to remember that change is constant. Myth one, social media are destroying our social skills and replacing offline relationships. Now, research shows that social media has enhanced relationships. I'll say, like, for some people that, you know, they haven't seen each other in years and they reconnect, whether it's, you know, high school or college, or maybe, you know, you and the other couple of their kids grew up together, or single parents, what have you. So in that way, I think it's good if you want to reconnect. Another one, obvious benefactors are shut-ins and socially avoidant. Okay, I can see that for people that have health issues that are maybe not able to get out physically and interact with people, but they can do that online and kind of feel the same assurance in a way. So I see that as being good for people. And for some people that have some health issues, if folks are not visiting them or maybe they're not getting the calls or people are doing welfare checks on them, this is a way, too, for them. For if people don't see you online and they're used to seeing you, you know that somebody will check on you or find out what's going on. So, yeah, it is beneficial for the shut-ins. Now, social media provides connective glue for the times between F to F. Most social media are used to strengthen existing offline relationships. Social media can connect us to people and opportunities that would not have been possible without it. Now, that's possible with all the advertisements between Google, Facebook, and Twitter. I mean, and now you can put your business online. Mine says my network has been up on Facebook, but I shut down my personal page. So let me say that right quick. Anybody going to Gaia Bocelli, that page no longer exists. I shut it down, and I just have the one page on Facebook, the Essence of Success Network, which I also have the same page on Google and Twitter. So in a way, it does help because you do other things than just come online. You know, you got some hobbies or goals or maybe the field that you're working in. Maybe somebody's looking for a job or a hobby that they want to invest in or something. And, you know, being on social media can give them that opportunity more than it could just looking in the paper, you know, or maybe looking at certain websites online where in social media they can connect with a lot more people. Okay, myth number two. You have to be all social networks. They're basically all the same. This is myth two. You should only be on social networks that work for you, that work for what you're trying to get done. Well, I agree with you there. Whether if you're being social or maybe you have a business on there or you're trying to connect, maybe it's a school reunion coming up or family reunion even, you know, and you want to connect with some people. Another one, all communication strategies, personal or business, needs to be based on goals. Okay, number three, do you want to see pictures of your grandchildren? Then be on Facebook. Number four, do you want to keep abreast of late-breaking news? Then watch Twitter. Okay, that's from myth two. You have to be all social networks. They're basically all the same. Now, myth three is you don't have to be on social media at all to have a full and happy life. Myth three, you do not have to be on social media at all to have a full and happy life. First point, what will give you a full and happy life? What are your goals? You may not like the idea of social media, but your kids or grandkids may. You can't expect others to unadopt social media because you don't like it. Decide what's important and then figure out the best way to get it done. I may prefer to communicate with people by email, but if I want to wish my nieces and nephews a happy birthday, I might do it by text. Who knows? If you're a professional, people expect a web presence. It is a method of validation. No presence is what looks sketchy now. People want to get to know you before they work with you. And I know that I'm not the only one. I'm sure that y'all know some people lost their jobs because of social media, because of the comment they made about their job or the people that they work with. And boom, see ya, don't want to be ya. Pink slippers waiting for you at the office. Myth number four, people don't tell the truth on social media. Do some people lie about themselves online? Yes, but it's the minority. Research suggests that people are generally fairly truthful and that fakes get busted and ostracized. Nobody likes to be tricked. Hello, somebody. It's easy to triangulate information and perform a bit of due diligence if you're suspicious. Yes, because I know on Facebook you can report them, and I know on Google. I'm not for sure on Twitter, probably there too, but I know on Facebook and Google you can report bad behavior or sexual pictures. Even if you see words of people trying to spam you about sex or about some investment, whatever. So, yeah, you definitely want to, like she says, be due diligence when you're suspicious. Also, remember that you're present yourselves differently depending on where you are and what you are up to online, offline, too. You don't dress or act the same at a business meeting compared to a tailgate party for your favorite NFL team. That's not fake. That's context-appropriate behavior. Remember that you present yourselves differently depending upon where you are and what you're up to offline, too. You don't dress or act the same at a business meeting compared to a tailgate party for your favorite NFL team. That's not fake. That's context-appropriate behavior. Myth number five, you can't control your social media presence. True, you can't completely control your social media presence, but, and this is a very big but, B-U-T, it makes a significant difference if you learn how the tools you use work. There are things that you can and should do. We learn how to drive a car before getting on the freeway. So social media are powerful tools, so you should learn to use it before you crash and burn. Because let me tell you, once it's on the internet, it's out there to the world. Trust me, it becomes a legal document because it's a public document. So think about that for you. In fact, they've got a cliche, don't Facebook it, face the person, which is so true. Learn the privacy settings for each platform, please, please, because I'm telling you, people are getting hacked all the time. This guy was acting like he was my godson, right? And I know his birthday was coming up, and I was teasing him and wishing him happy birthday before time, and he says it's not my birthday or something other to the fact. And I was like, huh? Well, he has the same first and last name as my godson. Okay, and he was playing on that. So I immediately let him know, which they got that guy's site shut down. I don't know what was going on, but he got the guy's, like I said, his site shut down. But I let him know that somebody else was using his name and placating that he was him. Okay, update your profile carefully. Don't give out personal information that can be accumulated across all sites. Your address, your city, your dog's name, your vacation plans. Hello. Think before you speak. The internet is permanent and searchable. Hello, somebody. Remember the grandma rules. One for grandma and one from her. The first is don't publish something you wouldn't want your grandma to see. The second is to heed her advice. Never talk about someone in an elevator when you never know who's listening. The whole world is the elevator now. As what I said just a few minutes ago, that once it's out there on the internet, it is permanent and searchable. So you want to be careful about what you say, who you say it to, and who you're talking about. Even if it's something in the news. I mean, come on, the terrorists were on social media too, okay? So be careful what you say because you don't know who's watching you. We used to say Big Brother. Well, it's not so much Big Brother now. It's like FCC, Home Security, NSA, FBI, CIA. So you better be careful. Myth number six, online relationships aren't real. Online relationships can take longer to achieve a level of intimacy, but they have other advantages. people feel safer and therefore disclose more information about their true selves. Relationships that develop online are often based more on substance and less on looks. While physical clues are very important to understand meaning, there are ways that people deliver that information, such as emoticons or emoticons, or including LOL that indicate humor, sarcasm, angry, etc. Online connections can provide very meaningful links when nothing else is available. A much-loved colleague passed away recently, and his memorial service was live stream. Yes, it was. That provided those of us who live too far away to attend the opportunity to share that deep emotion. More importantly, it also lets us express to one another via chat windows and begin to process our grief. What started as profound sadness for our loss became an opportunity to reaffirm the connections within the group as a living tribute to our friend. And the last one, Miss 7, is social media don't do any good. Well, social media has enabled people to access emergency resources and donate money in crisis right away. Well, let me finish this. The Red Cross raised $5 million from text messages in the first 24 hours after the earthquake in Haiti. Now, just recently for us, it happened in history is, of course, a terrorist attack in France. And there were some Americans over there. So was it not beneficial to have Facebook? Yes. So that even if they couldn't get through to their parents, maybe they got through to Facebook, that they could send a message to someone, family or friend, that they were either okay or, you know, might be in the hospital. So, yes, in that way, social media is important when there's been big events, apocalypse events, I'll say, whether it's earthquake or hurricanes or whatever. But, yeah, to even like, you know, the Red Cross for Haiti. So just think about that. Where would we be if we didn't have social media to connect when people are in those countries or even here if it happened? So in that perspective, yes, social media is very good, even though the myth says it don't do any good, but it does. Social media has given us a peek into the worlds of others, increasing empathy. Social media has inspired others to take action by believing that they are not alone and that others feel the same way, such as they share social unrest that fueled a sense of collective agency that resulted in the Arab Spring. Social media have allowed companies to be more responsive and honest with their customers. Well, yeah, that's true in some and some not in others, but, yeah, because there's so much advertisement, y'all. Oh, my God. All the advertisements, I mean, it's probably got to a point when you go on Facebook or Google. Google doesn't have ads, so let me take that back. That's Facebook. But there's so many ads. After a while, you don't even look or notice. You know, you might notice it first, and then afterwards it's like, oh, forget this. So, and they're not all true to what they say. Not that I've tried those products, but, you know, you ask other people, you know, if they tried certain things out and whatever. So, you know, it's not a spam, but it's not always good. I would tell you it's okay to order offline. If you see something on one of the social media sites, I would just tell you check it out thoroughly before you order and make sure that it's got a better business bureau sign or good security there, McAfee or Kaspersky, whatever on there. So, you know, just a little hint. Okay, also social media exposed a lot of bad behavior that it would take a lot longer to find out about both locally and globally. That is so true. Have you seen how stupid some people have been? Robbers or people that have committed crimes with weapons. And they put that stuff on social media and think it's cute, even females and males that have been violent toward each other. And they put this stuff on social media because they capture it with their phones, right? And they think that stuff is funny. There's nothing funny about that. You are going to get older one day and get in your 30s and be trying to find a decent job or go to college, and they just happen to remember you back 5 years ago when you were 21 on social media in a fight with somebody or cursing somebody out or showing you're behind, tripping, what they call that, trunking, whatever that dance is, they pop their beauty, turning it up or whatever. But anyway, Yeah, it can come back to bite you. So you should be very careful about what you show your body, your mind, you know, even your spirit, because some people are on there and they're sharing about God, and I think that's a beautiful thing, or Muhammad or Buddha, whatever, you know, and they're sharing. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but you don't judge a person and don't be ugly toward them. If that's who they believe in, that's their religion or culture, then God bless them. You know, and if you can't say anything good, then stay off of the religious networks and stay off of being racial. Everybody's a human being in this world, and they have a right to life. Whether they're good or bad, they still have a right to life. And we ain't created nothing. They're somebody's child, okay? So anyway, like I said, social media exposes bad behavior. Also, social media can tell you about people that maybe were assaulting people or domestic violence or was a bad mate or a bad husband or what do they call the default fathers that don't pay child support. So, but just remember, once it's out there, it's out there. So anyway, so I hope that these myths have helped you today. Remember, online relationships aren't real. Yes, they are. You can't control social media present. Yes, you can. People don't tell the truth on social media. People don't tell the truth sometimes to you in front of your face. You don't have to be on social media at all to have a full and happy life. No, but it does help for those that are, you know, maybe socially shy or maybe they have health issues. So, you know, it helps. Myth number two, you have to be on all social networks. They're basically all the same. No, you don't need to be on all of them, but if you want to know what your children are doing or your grandchildren, yeah, you know, you might want to be on there, find out, make sure everything is okay. And the myth number one, social media is destroying our social skills and replacing offline relationships. No, it isn't. It's actually enhancing it. So something for you to think about. This has been Relationships and Social Media. Thank you for joining me today, whether you were listening around the world in the chat room or on the phone. Thank you so much for coming in today. And next week, I will put it up on Facebook and Google on the Essence of Success Radio Network, what our next topic will be under Relationships and Social Media. So, yes, indeed. So I hope it, you know, I hope that it helped today. Okay, I'm trying to get the music going. It was a good day. Okay. There we go. It just took a minute. Okay. You know, sometimes blog talk can be a little slow. Anyway, I hope everybody has a good weekend. God bless you. If nobody's told you they love you today, I do. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock for free psychic readings with Linus and Nina from 3 to 4:30 tomorrow. You know we're good. What can I say? We pop a collar because we're accurate. So see you tomorrow at 3, and thank you for joining me today on Relationships and Social Media on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Have a good one, everybody.